Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. Now, it's important to understand before we begin this Mishnah that the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, they knew with their Chachma whether it was possible to see the new moon on the night of the 30th or not. Not only that, they knew that if the moon could be seen, how it would be seen. And therefore, they were able to be Boidik the Edom, to see if they're telling the truth, to see if both saw the same thing, as we shall see in our Mishnah B'yaz Hashem. Frek the Mishnah, Ketzad Boidkin, how is Bezdin Boidik as the Edom, the witnesses that come to testify that they saw the new moon? Zak the Mishnah, Zug Shebarishin, the pair that comes first, Boidkin Eserishin, we're Boidik them first. That means the first pair that arrives to this special enclosed area that we discussed in the last Mishnah, called Beis Yazek, the chutz is surrounded by the stone fence. First ones in were the first ones to be kind of tested. Umachnisin es hagadol shebehen, they would first bring in the gada, the older of the two edim, into the cheder abezin. The armulai, they would say to him, Amar, tell us, ketzad re'isa es halavan, how did you see the moon? Lifnei hachama, oili achar hachama, literally before the sun or after the sun. Now the Gemara explains this means as follows. At the beginning of the month, you only see one side of the moon, like a banana. In the middle of the month, you see the total round ball. Now, the Levana is just as round at the beginning of the month. It's just that you don't see it. Most of it is darkened. So we want to know whether the dark part, which we refer to as Pegimas HaLevana, Pegam means like something's wrong, something's missing, was that on the side of the sun or not on the side of the sun? Now, it's obvious it's the shiny side that has to be next to the sun. Because the Levan has no natural light. It's the sun that shines onto the Levan. So this is like the first trick question. Was the dark side toward the sun or not toward the sun? If they're going to tell us that the dark side was the side closer to the sun and the bright side was on the other side, so obviously we know that they're making this up. They didn't see the moon. Then Bezin asks them a second shaila. Litzvayna or Lidraima, to the north or to the south? Was it to the north of the sun or to the south of the sun? Now here, the new moon could sometimes be to the north or sometimes to the south. It really has to do with what time of the year it is. Now Bezin, they could make the cheshbon. They know according to what time of the year it is. They know exactly where the sun is supposed to be, and as a result, if the new moon would be seen to the north or to the south. So that's another way where they can catch the Edom if they're lying. They would also ask them, Kama Hayagvaya, how high was it? And where is it pointing to? The edges of the moon. In other words, once again, at the beginning of the month, the moon is like a little sliver in the shape of a banana. So the two edges of the banana, the top and the bottom, in which direction were they pointing? Bez denu, in which direction they're supposed to be pointing. It changes throughout the year. Again, it depends on where the sun is. And they would say about the part of the levana that you can see that lights up. So how wide is it? Like the middle of the banana, how wide is it? Is it very thin? Is it wider? Describe it to us. That would also depend on how close to the sun it is. Now the Mishnah goes back to the very first question. The very first question was the dark side of the moon. Is it on the side of the sun or on the other side? Im amar lifnei hachama, if they say that the dark side is on the side of the sun, obviously, le'yomar klum. We're not going to consider their edus at all. Now how come the Tana doesn't tell us about the other questions, whether if they answer like this, they're truthful Edom, if they don't answer like this, they're not truthful Edom? And the answer to that is, because there is no one size fits all, it all depends on the time of the year. Sometimes it is to the north, sometimes it is to the south. Sometimes it's higher up, sometimes it's lower. And in which direction the corners are, that also changes. And how wide it is, all of this depends on the time of the year, it depends on where the sun is. So the Mishnah can't tell us if they said this, it's not good, it depends when. But Beis Din knows when. Zakta Mishnah Vayit. Let's say the first aid passes the test. His answers make sense. Bezin feels he's saying the truth. V'yachakach afterwards v'yemechnis nesasheni. They would bring in the second aid. And of course, you never interrogate both aidin together, because one of the ways we want to see if they're saying the truth is, are they both saying the same thing exactly? We don't want one to hear what the other one is saying, and he's going to say, oh yeah, that's what I saw also. So we first took in the older one. V'yachakach mechnis nesasheni. We bring in the second one. U'baitkin I say. If it turns out they're both saying the same thing, and the words check out, so edus and kayamis, their edus is sustained, and the next morning Bezin is going to be mekadesh the chaydesh. Now, obviously, if they contradict each other, their edus is batel. Unless a third one comes along and testifies the same as one of them, then Bezdin will make a peer out of those two. Okay, so let's say the first two Eidim that Bezdin talked to, all their answers shtim, it all makes sense, everything falls into place and we accept their testimony. What happens with everyone else that came? So the Mishnah tells us a very interesting thing. Usha'ar kalazugais, as far as all the other pairs of Eidim that came to Beis Yazek, shleilon esam roshei dvar, we asked them like some of the main shilas. And the Tan explains, loy shayat tzrichim, not that we needed them. All you need is one pair of Eidim. We didn't want them to say, oh, we came for nothing. Like, Bezdin didn't even ask us anything. So we wanted to be mechazik them. Let's see what you have to say. We wanted anyone who knows how to testify to want to come. They should be accustomed to coming. But as far as being mekadesh the chodesh is concerned, as long as we have that first pair of Eidim that pass all of the tests, then we're okay. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah. We learned Ketzad Baikin as Eidim. He said Bezdin is going to interrogate the Eidim and figure out whether they're saying the truth or not. We're going to ask them, how do they see the moon? Was the dark side on the sun side or on the other side? Obviously, if they say that the dark part of the moon was toward the sun, we know they're lying. Now, some of you may be asking, what sun? I thought you only see the moon at night. Well, the answer is, if you're going to see the moon so early in the month, it's going to be together with Shkiyas HaChama, as the sun is setting. So you can ask them, was the shiny side of the moon toward the sun? Or was the dark side of the moon toward the sun? If they say the dark side of the moon was toward the sun, then you know how truthful these Eidim are. To the north or to the south? That was the next question. North or south of the sun? Now the Gemara really explains that during the summer months, the new moon is to the south of the sun. Southeast of the sun, actually. Because during the long days, the sun sets in the northwest. During the winter, during the short days, the sun sets in the southwest. So if the sun sets in the southwest, then the new moon is going to be seen northeast of the sun. See, the shiny side is always going to be opposite the sun. Because the sun is like a flashlight shining on the moon. So again, in the summer, when the sun sets in the northwest, the moon will be seen south of the sun. In the winter, when the sun sets southwest, the moon is going to be seen north of the sun, actually northeast. You know, if you would see a picture, it would be very simple. Perhaps you can find one of those mishnayos, and if you would look at it, it would be very clear. Right? Try to imagine I'm shining a flashlight from one corner, and I'm rolling an orange with my other hand on the other corner. Which side of the orange are you going to see? The one that's opposite the flashlight. All right, then they would ask them, how high up was it? That also depends on the position of the sun. It depends what time of the year it was in Bezdin. With their mathematical calculations, knew this. Sometimes, for different reasons, again, depending on where the sun is, the moon appears lower down or higher up. Right? Sometimes you have to be Mekadesh Levana and there's a building that's blocking it. You have to walk across the street. Sometimes you don't have to because it's higher up over the building. And of course, you're not Mekadesh Levana Mamash on the very first day of the month. You have to have at least three, some people hold Zion, full days after the Milah. But you see, depending on the time of the year, the moon isn't always the same height. Then they would ask about the kronos, like the edges of the banana, the top and bottom of the banana in our mashal, in which direction they were pointed. I don't want to get too technical, but because the sun is so much bigger than the moon, so again, if you have a big flashlight and you're shining it on an orange, which is smaller than the beam of the light, so which side of the orange is going to be lit up? The side that's toward the light, and also the edges on top and at the bottom. Because the orange is smaller than the flashlight, the top and bottom of the orange is also going to be lit up. When we see the moon, that's really what we're seeing. We're seeing the corners, like the top and the bottom. So in which direction that is also depends on where the sun is. And all these things Bezdin knew, and it was a way to figure out if the Eidim are saying the truth or not. Also, how wide was the moon? How big was it? This has to do when the moon is lower down, the atmosphere of the earth magnifies it. It looks bigger. But Bezdin knew the Cheshbainus. The Mishnah told us, in regard to the first question, if they say the dark side was toward the sun, so we know for sure they're lying. In regard to the other questions, the Mishnah doesn't tell us, because that depends. There's no one answer that's true or false. It depends what time of the year it was. Mishnah also went on to tell us afterwards, they would bring in the second aide and check him out. If the first and second aide said the same thing, the words coincided, so we say Edus and Kayamis, their Edus is sustained, and tomorrow morning, Bezin's going to be Mekadosh to Chaydish. As far as the other groups of Edom are concerned, we do ask them some questions. We don't want them to feel like they were ignored. We want to give them the incentive to come back again.